Michael, do you want to talk about kind of what your day or week looks like, and how, did that change quite a bit, with the fires going on, and then, with COVID too, that I would imagine that impacted the parks.
Yes. No, we did see a quite an uptick in visitation due to the COVID outbreak. People seeking out, outdoor recreation because there wasn't much else at their disposal at that point. So we've seen a huge increase because of that. And then due to the fire, an uptick in visitation with Big Basin being closed, people are seeking out other parks to go to. So definitely an uptick in visitation there. And then as far as day-to-day duties for my position in the morning, normally meet with my staff, line them out on their duties for the day, get them on their different assignments, have a worker one, two worker, I have a worker two and two worker ones and two park maintenance aides currently, and a slew of seasonals, and get them going on their day. And then out in the field, checking on projects, doing, meeting with contractors or other leaders from other classifications in the park units to deal with other, projects. Because in the maintenance division, we have a lot of tie-in with all the other classifications. There's always, some support needed from for maintenance with some sort of project, it seems.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. And so is it like, do you do just as much as you can do? And then on some of the other stuff, you just subcontract that work out to different local contractors?
Yeah, correct. We try not to get too much into contracting too much stuff out, but just inevitably it happens because of either timelines or the available workforce. And yeah, just inevitably we have to end up contracting some of the larger tasks out, or if they're in a specialized field where we may not have the skill available, then we will contract out those jobs.
Okay, but like the state parks, don't they have like engineers who help, with certain things like maybe building bridges and things like that? I know in Nicene there's a real beautiful trail called Big Slide, and it had been closed for years because of this section fell, and then they built this really beautiful bridge. They felled this tree, and I just was looking at like the engineering that went into building it, and now the trail's closed again, and I don't know if that bridge fell or. But anyways, I guess my question is, the state parks have like engineers?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Not necessarily in the district level, but at Sacramento level, yeah, there's a Department of General Services, and they have a whole slew of designers and engineers and folks like that that you can reach out to on these larger projects. And they're the ones that they deal with these larger scale projects. Like for instance, we're getting a new restroom installed at Twin Lakes State Beach, and they're the ones overseeing all the design and implementation of that project from the Sacramento level.
Okay. Yeah. I would imagine things just get outdated and, things just wear out and need to get rebuilt and probably like in the most efficient way too, right? Yeah.
Oh yeah. And then back to your question though about the trail out at Nicene, we do have a great roads and trails program within the Santa Cruz District, and they're the ones who are going to be the ones that tackle all those back country roads, the trails projects like that. So they were probably the ones that did the work that you were referencing there.
Yeah, when I see stuff like that, I just think, wow, like what a cool job, to be out here and like problem solve and, and build this like really cool bridge and everything. It just seems like that would just be like kind of a dream job for a lot of people.
Yeah, no, the roads and trails is a it's a very hard job assignment. A lot of times they're having to manually, haul a lot of this material out to these job sites. You can only get so far by truck, and it's a very 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 labor intensive field, but very rewarding. And they do a lot of good work.